USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Joe Biden has agreed with the Pentagon recommendation to stick to an August 31st deadline to withdraw U.S. combat troops from Afghanistan. The decision comes amid doubts over whether the U.S. can safely evacuate all American citizens and Afghan allies before the deadline. Meantime, the top Senate Republican is blasting President Biden for his decision to withdraw troops from Afghanistan.
This is a foreign policy blunder of gargantuan proportions that's a stain on our national reputation and will be remembered for decades.
Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell speaking there on Fox News. He also went after Biden for having no plan to execute the withdrawal. New home sales rose in July by 1%, with the median price of a new home selling for $390,500. USA Radio News.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning in to Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories. Newsmax is available on all major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you can still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, or TiVo. And 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. It takes seconds to download it on your phone, and there's no paywall or subscription. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. President Trump says Newsmax is really good, and Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. It's a source you can trust. Newsmax is real news for real people.
Now's not a good time to visit Hawaii. That's what Governor David Enge said on Monday. Enge asking all residents and visitors to restrict travel to and from Hawaii to essential activities only. According to Johns Hopkins University, the current 7-day rolling average in Hawaii is 59 new cases of COVID-19, while it's averaging 2 deaths a day. The FDA has another warning for people when it comes to treating coronavirus.
The FDA is asking people not to use an animal deworming medication as treatment for COVID-19. The FDA tweeting that people should not use the drug ivermectin to treat COVID, as the medication is used to treat and prevent parasites in animals like horses and livestock. The FDA says that besides not being proven to treat coronavirus, the drug can cause severe side effects in humans, including allergic reactions, seizures, and even death. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
Greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Recently retired senior immigration and customs enforcement official Thomas Feely left the agency after being fed up with the Biden administration's border patrol policies endangering national security. The former director of New York ICE removal saying that the crisis on the wide open southern border has gotten so bad that immigrants crossing over are being processed over the phone after entering the United States.
So it's another Biden crisis that they've made that's going to impact the people of the United States in the interior, maybe not tomorrow, maybe not 2 weeks from now, but what about a year from now? Dude, let's talk about chain migration. Every illegal that comes in is going to bring 9 or 10 family members with them, because that's how our country works. So, you know, when you say 50,000 people have been led into the United States, well, you might as well go multiply that by 10, because when it's all said and done with chain migration, they're going to bring all their family members here.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, as national polling shows most Americans fearing increased terror threats from a Taliban-led Afghanistan, a Catholic New Yorker whose brother died in the Twin Towers on 9/11 recently lamented that, quote, nothing has changed, close quote. On Sunday, a new CBS poll conducted August 18th through the 21st showed that 60% of Americans expect that the terrorism threat to the United States will increase under a Taliban-led Afghanistan. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.